Isaiah 43:10. Brother Bub, would you pray for us, please? Thank you. Isaiah 43:10. God made this verse real to me a while back, and I'm going to try to make it real to you. Isaiah 43:10. You're my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. I call this a sandwich verse. Right there's a one third of the verse, and that's the slice of bread. That's a slice of bread on the bottom. Then right in the middle, we got the meat here. It says, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. And then you got the top slice of bread there. It goes, before me, there's no God, neither shall there be after me. Amen and amen. Now really, the meat's divided up there. There's at least three kinds of meat on it. You've seen it that way before, maybe. It's divided up. It says that ye may know me, that you may know me, and that you may believe me, and understand this, that I am He. It's God talking. He said, I am. I am. Three things there, that you may know and believe me, that's two things, and understand that I am He. That's the third thing. And a while back, excuse me, preacher asked me up here on Sunday night, and I tried to explain that first part, that ye may know me. That ye may know me. And we had a list of things we could know. Fun things to know and tell about God. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not. Probably not, so we'll go over it again real fast. Here it is. Number one main thing about God, and we forget this so much. If I did a survey right now, probably, I would probably write down, a lot of people write down love. God is love. I'm sorry. Number one thing, He's holy. He's not like us. He's not from around here. He's not from Nallon. He's not from Nicholas County. He's not from West Virginia. He's not like us. He's from somewhere else. He's not from around here. And He's holy. And that's the biggest problem I have, is understanding how good He is. And part of the problem is I'll never figure out how bad I am. And that keeps us apart. We're not the same. Now, He came to make us... See, we're sinners. I'm a sinner by birth. I was born a sinner. I had the best parents in the world, but I was born a sinner. I had to decide for myself. For myself. They couldn't get me in. I couldn't go in on their shirt tails, their coattails. I had to receive Christ myself. I was born a sinner. That's not all. When I got old enough to decide, then I was a sinner by choice. I chose sin because that's what I want. That's what Rick wanted. See, Rick's the problem. It wasn't the things I was doing. No, it was Rick. Rick was the problem. Rick still is the problem, by the way, in case you're wondering. But number one, God's holy, and then we decided He's right. He's self-existent. He don't need me. He's doing fine before I got here. He'll be doing fine when I'm gone. He's self-existent. He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. He's God. He's eternal, infinite, no end to Him. He started way over there in eternity, way before the Garden of Eden, and He's going way out yonder. Infinite, no end to God. Omnipresent, all of God's everywhere all the time. All present. Omnipotent, He's got all the power there is. Bigger than a locomotive. He can do those typhoons or just whatever He wants to. However He wants to do. Omniscient, He knows everything. God can't learn anything. He already knows. He's not a smart aleck. He's not a know-it-all, but He knows everything. He knows everything. Immutable, that means He never changes. Aren't you glad He never changes? He's always just like Sister Donna said He was. I'm on your side, Sister Donna. I'm on your side. He's free. He's free to do whatever He wants to do. And He can do whatever He wants to do. He's sovereign. That means God can do what He wants to do. He's incomprehensible. See, I'm going to try to explain Him, but I can't. Can't do it. He's bigger. He's big. He's inscrutable. That means unquestionably right. See, I'm wrong a little bit more than 50% of the time. Maybe more than 75%. He's unquestionably right. Maybe 90. Maybe, I'm not going to ask him. He's true. He's faithful. He's light. Remember when you was in the dark? When you remember when you saw the light? Yeah. Hey, that's not always good. I asked for this song. When I was going over this list, I learned I was going to be up here. I saw that. I said, I got to have this song. Is he good all the time? He's not just good once in a while. He's good all the time. He's good all the time, not just once in a while. Merciful. Me and Brother Larry agreed this morning, we don't want a fair trial. I don't want what's coming to me. I want mercy. I need mercy and grace. He's merciful. He's full of it. Gracious. He's full of grace. That's what I need. That's what I want. And then He is love. That's 21 things. That's 7 for the Father, 7 for the Son, 7 for the Holy Ghost. No, really, it's all of them. That's for all of them. Okay, we started off on the sandwich there. We're in the middle. That you may know me. That was the no. That was the no part. Now today I'd like to look at the believe me. That you may know and believe me. Don't raise your hand. We had a survey in Sunday school this morning, but this is not it. Don't raise your hand. Do you believe Him?
Yes.
Do you believe? Yeah. Yeah, you believe Him? See, I've used this a lot of times. If I tell you I'll meet you over at Exxon in the morning at 8 o'clock, I may be there, I may not. I might sleep in, I might have a flat, I might run out of gas. I might be there, I might not. If God says I'll meet you over at the Exxon at 8 o'clock in the morning, guess what? He's going to be at the Exxon at 8 o'clock. You can count on it, you can depend on it, you can rely on it, you can take it to the bank, you can trust it. Let me ask you, do you believe God? Don't answer out loud. Well, you can't. Do you believe Him?
Yeah.
He said, do you believe? Not believe. Some will say, yeah, I believe there's a God. I didn't ask you that. I said, do you believe Him?
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah,
only a fool wouldn't know there's a God.
Yeah.
I asked, do you believe Him?
Yeah.
If He said it, do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it? Believe. Trust, rely, confidence, depend on. I'm not talking about something spooky or eerie. I'm not talking about jumping off the Empire State Building or anything crazy. I'm talking, do you believe God?
Yeah.
He said that you may know and believe me. It's really simple what God wants me to do. He doesn't require much. Here's what He requires. That you may know and believe me and understand that I am He.
Yeah.
Now, another day we might talk about and understand that I am He. But today I'd really like to look at this believe me. Do you believe Him?
Yeah.
If He says it, do you believe it?
Right.
See, He says it, and here's what we say sometimes. He said it, I believe it, it's true. No, He said it, and it's true.
Right.
It has nothing to do with whether I believe it or not.
Right.
It's going to be true. It's going to come to pass. We're going to adore the plan. Forsaking all, I take Him. It's called faith. Forsaking all, I take Him. F-A-I-T-H. That's one definition. Back in the old days, ages ago, eons and eons ago, way back in another dispensation when I was a logger, Brother Shane sent me over to Richwood one day. And I got out, and that scale man there, he introduced me to someone. He said, this is Brother Rick, a man of faith. And I guess it's a compliment. I don't know, but I just thought about that all day. And the more I thought about it, see, everybody in here, every man in here is a man of faith.
Yeah.
Every woman in here is a woman of faith.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put my faith in the payday. You know, many times there's more month than there is money. And sometimes I find myself trusting the payday. Sometimes I trust my family. Sometimes I trust my race. Or my faith, the government, religion, some trust baptism, the United Nations, doctors. I go in, he scribbles out something on a piece of paper I can't read. I take it over to the pharmacist. I don't know the doctor. I give it to the pharmacist. He takes it, he gives me some stuff, and I put it in my mouth. It's called faith. Faith. Sometimes I got my faith. I'm a man of faith. You're a man of faith. Sometimes our faith's in the doctors. Sometimes it's in education. Sometimes in science. The IRA. Church. The media. Devices. Philosophy. Medicine. Politics. Works. I go over to the store. I go to the grocery store, pick up a can of corn that says great value. I don't go up to the cash register and open that up and say, I don't believe that's corn. I want to look at that. I don't trust great value. I don't trust y'all. I don't trust the sign people, the people who made the label. I don't trust the can. I want to see, is that corn or no, you don't do that. We put our faith in Walmart's, in Del Monte, great value. That state-inspected cannery wouldn't let them put something else. They wouldn't let them put green beans in there. I believe the state would protect me from that. That would not happen. And sometimes our faith in the state that there's no anthrax in that can of corn. It's real. It's clean. It's not peas. The label company got it right. We all live by faith is what I'm telling you. Acts 16:30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, now shalt be saved and thy house. See, faith in Del Monte or great value won't save you. But that kind of faith in Christ will save. That kind. Just so happened I was the first one in this room today. Just automatic, I reached over and flipped the switch. There's only one reason in the world I'd do that. I believed the lights were going to come on. Now, if I come over to Mount Nebo there, and the red light wasn't working, they had a big sign up, said traffic violation or interruption or something, and I come on over and I couldn't get gas because they didn't have no electric, and I come down here, and I might not have flipped the switch because I would not believe. I didn't have faith that it was going to come on. We put our faith in Appalachian Power Company, in APCO. Faith in APCO won't save you. Faith in Christ will. Faith in Christ will. John 1:12. But as many as received Him. Have you received Him? As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Now in the Bible, the ones that believe on His name are the ones that received Him, and the ones that receive Him are the ones that believe on His name. That's the Bible definition of believe. A lot of times we go out knocking on doors, say, how are you folks? This is Brother Teddy, I'm Brother Rick, we're from Mountain State Baptist Church. Just wonder if you folks go to church anywhere. They'll say, yeah or no or whatever. And usually they'll say, yeah, preacher, I'm saved, I just don't go to church. Just telling you what they usually say. But we could show them what the Bible says, that we're all sinners. We need a Savior. Jesus is a Savior. Come down there to it and say, okay, would you like to pray and receive Christ as your Savior? And they'll say, well, preacher, I believe what you're saying, but not today. The truth is, if they don't receive, they don't believe. For 21 years, I didn't believe. I had never received Him. One day, someone come and knocked on my door, and they showed me these very things, and that I was a sinner, I was lost, I was doomed and damned. Jesus was the Savior, and that's who I needed. Not what I needed, that's who I needed. And when they did that, I prayed and received Christ. And according to the Bible, He moved inside, and I'm going to spend eternity with Him. When as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Not those that turned over a new leaf. There was a man named Blondin, and I've used this illustration many times, and here about a year ago, I just went ahead and YouTubed it. And you can see it on there. You can see different versions of it. Blondin was a tightrope walker, and he had somebody put a rope across Niagara Falls. And the story, there's many different versions of the story. Here's how I heard it first. This is how I tell it. And he got out there one day, and he walked across Niagara Falls. And a crowd starts gathering up there. And he said, how many believe I can do it with a wheelbar? Yeah. So he got a wheelbar, and he pushed the wheelbar back across the falls. Then he got him a stack of taters, 100-pound stack of taters, put in the wheelbar. How many believe I can push the wheelbar across with the taters in it? Yeah. Crowd's getting bigger. And he pushes the wheelbar back across the falls. He said, how many believe I could do it with a man? Yeah. He said, okay, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow? See, faith is getting in the wheelbarrow. Faith is getting in the wheelbarrow. Everybody lives by faith, but I'll just go ahead and tell you, my faith's not in bonding. Now, he was great. I think he could have done it, I think. I don't know if I believe it. But anyway, how about John 3:15? Starting in 15 through 18. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Oh, we all know 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that'd be a little country boy over in Allen, could even get in. Whosoever believeth in him. In him, not in the Baptist. Not in, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 18 is my favorite. It says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Like I said, November 16th, 1974, I took care of that. I received it. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Back, way back yonder, when I first got saved, there was a gospel tract said, what to do to go to hell. And you open it up and it was blank, just like that. See, I was condemned already. I didn't have to do anything to get lost. I was born lost. I was lost. But he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. For 21 years I was condemned. If I'd have died in those 21 years, I'd have split hell wide open. And it tells me why. It says because. Look, it tells me why I was condemned. Look, because he hath not been good. That's not what yours said. That's not what's on the wall. No. How about because he hadn't been baptized? No. How about because I didn't put money in the pot? How about because I wasn't a Baptist? No. How about because I didn't pray through? No. Because he hath not believed. See, we're saved by faith. God picked something that even a child could do. And matter of fact, children are the best at it. They're the best at it. Because he hath not believed, not just any old thing, not in the Baptist, but in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I see faith in Walmart or Great Value or APCO won't save you. But faith in the name of the Son of God will make you a brand new creature. You'll be born again, birthed again from above. Faith in God. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Water spigots the same way. Grandkids are home. I went out back and found it wide open. It's no problem. I forgot it on for 2 days one time. It's $100 a day is what it is. It's $200 for 2 days if you forget it on. A water spigot, only one reason in the world I'd turn the water spigot on, go in the bathroom and turn the water spigot on and wash my hands is because I believe waters. I'm telling you, you're men and women of faith. Now, if the water was off, you wouldn't do that. If everything was broke down, you wouldn't do that. I might go out here after a while, start to go home and look underneath the vehicle and there's a bunch of antifreeze. And I'm going to say, Brother Jared, would you run me home? Because I don't believe it's going to make it. It always has made it. Up until now, I just go out there and put the key in it and turn it. And I've always got to where I was going because it's a Chevrolet. It always has worked. But you know, there's only one reason I'd stick that key in there and turn it. Because I believe it's going to do it. It's going to start. Otherwise, All I'm saying is you're men and women of faith. But faith in a Chevrolet won't save you. Faith in a Chevrolet won't save you. You put that same faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you're in like Flint. According to the Bible. If the Bible's true, we don't have anything to worry about. No use to me and the Lord both worried about. Hadn't been that long ago, about the first year we was in this building, one Sunday morning, Briley come up here and stood right here. Stood up on the pulpit. Brother Shane stood right there. Went like this. She didn't even think about it. She bailed off in the Father's arms. Her faith was in the Father. She never hesitated. She never said, I don't know. She knew that the Father was able.
Yeah.
That He could do it. That wasn't all. She knew the Father was willing.
Yeah.
He'd do anything before He saw His baby get hurt.
Right.
She knew the Father was willing and the Father was able. Let me tell you something this morning. The Father's willing.
Yeah.
And the Father's able. You just go ahead and bail off in His arms. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him. You can transfer that faith from the water spigot, from the Walmart, from the grocery store. You can transfer it to the Father. And you can get in today. You can get in the family. You can be born again. But by faith in Christ, you can do it. Jump in the Father's arms. I highly recommend it. Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. See, Abraham wasn't righteous. But he believed God and God marked him down righteous. It's an accounting term. He debited his account, or credited his account rather, for righteousness. God marked him down righteous because he believed God. Let me ask you, do you believe God? I'm not saying do you believe there is a God. Do you believe Him? If He says something, would you believe it? Would you take it to the bank? Would you depend on it? I don't know where he went, but Brother Melvin was here a while. Where's Brother Melvin? Hey, Brother Melvin. You know, y'all just came in and flopped down on those pews. You didn't check them. Brother Melvin's here now. He might have stalled off a leg or two. You don't know. But you didn't check that. You had faith in your pew. You just went ahead and trusted your whole weight to that pew. You trusted the manufacturer, whoever installed it. You hadn't noticed Melvin was here, the prankster, the trickster. The jokester, you hadn't noticed that. You just went ahead and trusted the pew. You trusted your whole soul, body to the pew. Faith in the pew won't save you, but faith in Christ will. Faith in Christ will. Like I said, the family's here. Just a couple weeks ago, they got on a jet plane over in Italy. They don't know that pilot. They don't know that the guy really fueled it up. They don't know that the pilot didn't skip the day of class, that it was important to get from Italy to Chicago. They don't know that. They don't know that. They don't know who made that plane, who bolted it together. They don't know that. But every one of them got on there and put their faith in the plane. Now, that kind of faith won't save you. But that kind of faith in Christ will save the worst among us. It will. It will. Y'all came in the building. You don't know that the architect designed this right. You don't know that those beams up there are the right thickness. You don't know that. You don't know that Bob Bale put it together just right. I think he did. But you don't know that. You don't know if they sold him defective material. If those I-beams are weak. But you just walked right in anyway. You had faith that the building's not going to collapse. Again, and Melvin was in here. Again, but you just came right on in. You trusted the architect, the blueprints. That faith in the building won't save you. But if you'll put that same faith in Christ, you'll be in the family. You'll be saved for eternity. back when I was a kid again, there wasn't that much shopping around here. My mom would go every Christmas to Charleston to the Diamond Department Store. And I was allowed to carry the packages. I had to go. Anyway, it's an all-day thing. Leave before daylight, get back after dark. And you go down there in that Diamond Department Store, and that machine, the elevator come down, the doors is open up, and be a little lady sitting over in the corner, and she'd say, "Going up." And I'd say, "Man, that's an elevator." She'd say, "Going up." And I'd say, "Man, you know, I believe that thing's going to go up." And she'd say, "Going up." But you know, if I never got on the elevator, I wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
It's like getting in the wheel bar. You've got to get on the elevator. You've got to be in Christ.
Right.
In Christ. In Christ. Not in the Baptist. Not in the baptistry. In Christ. In Christ is those that's going up. Up here, we'll all start home here directly. Up here at the top of the hill, it's not even a stop sign anymore. Got a big red light. Got a big red light now. And I'm planning on going up there and stopping because I believe if I don't, something bad's going to happen to me. Now, especially when it was a stop sign, I mean, you could second gear it and go right on, you know, sometimes. Look both ways. But not if you believe something bad might happen. You wouldn't do it. You'd never do it. There's only one reason in this world you'll ever stop at a red light. That's because you believe if you don't, something bad's going to happen. It's called faith. See, everybody lives by faith every day. Every day. But faith in the red light or the police will not save you. They put that same kind of faith in Christ and it'll save you. He'll save you, he'll take you to heaven. And it doesn't take a lot. The Bible says there's a grain of mustard seed. Again, I go over here to Exxon. It says 87, 97, 94 diesel. I don't go over there and say, "I don't believe this is 87. I want to take some over to the lab. I think y'all sell them water." No. We have faith in Exxon or whoever, wherever you get it, Go-Mart. You say, I don't go get it tested. I have faith that you say you've got gasoline in there. And I just pump it in the tank. I don't even think about it. Faith in you save won't save you. I'm just saying, we're all men and women of faith. And I need to put my faith in Christ every day. Every day. Not Exxon. Not APCO. No, no. I'm going to quit. Let me ask you, do you believe God? We're talking about that you may know and believe me. That's what we're talking about. But number one, do you know Him? Number two, do you believe? Let's have that good song again. Can we have the good song again? Somebody might just want to thank Him for being good. Do you believe Him this morning? You do what the Lord tells you to. If you've never met Him, come on up here. Somebody will take a Bible and show you how you can meet Him. If you want to thank Him for being good, come right ahead. Faith is a grain of mustard seed in Christ is saving faith. It doesn't take a lot of faith. The thing is the object of your faith. Where is your faith? The Lord. The Lord asked the disciples, "Where's your faith? Where is your faith?" I highly recommend putting it in Him this morning.